Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here at the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan on a beautiful June day. Sunny, bright, hot. Got the fan going. Haven't quite gotten to the air conditioning. Sitting here with a big cup of iced tea, and I am joined by my friend Heather out there in the wilds of Montana.
Yes, it is. I am in the wilds of Montana, and today, after a hot few days, well, relatively hot, it's down to 65 again. It's cool, beautiful, bright, and emphasis on the cool, I'm happy to have it.
Yay, yay. And hopefully Mark will be joining us. And how was your anniversary? Heather and Ren went off on an adventure, their first time out since COVID, right? That's what you said?
Yes, it was. We hadn't left the house for more than an hour or two since I came home in March a year and a half ago. And it was our 20th wedding anniversary, so we went off exploring. Now, we got married on Memorial Day weekend, so we do strange things on our wedding. You know, when we were living in New York, we would go Fleet Week. We'd go, walk, explore battleships. And we went to and did a tour of ghost towns in Montana, which was quite interesting. But
oh,
quite
that's
funny.
Cool. Are there a lot of ghost towns there? I mean, like what, abandoned mining towns?
Abandoned mining towns, because there were many mining boosts and collapses. And I think that we have Mark on the line. Mark.
Yep. Hello. I just let him in. Hi, Mark.
Hi. Sounds like a report from Montana.
Yep.
Yeah. And how was your trip with your honey for Memorial Day, too? Because you went on a road trip.
Oh, it was perfectly quiet because it rained the whole weekend.
Oh.
Nice, steady,
that's
soft
hard.
Rain.
And, nice, steady, soft rain. Yeah, yeah. It's true. It did rain Saturday and Sunday. I wasn't thinking about that, but yeah. I was home with the cat, so I was, like, curled up with a book.
A good thing.
And the cat and some tea. Yeah, it was kind of a nice. Mm-hmm. I worked a bit of it, but it was also nice to have some, And I always find it rains on Memorial Day. It's like, I think, the tears of the heavens open up, memory of those who have lost, who have left us.
Yeah.
So.
That's powerful.
Yeah. So we got a rocking and rolling week ahead. We got an eclipse with the moon and Venus out of bounds, with Mercury retrograde in the middle of it. We got a Mars in Leo. Going into Leo until the end of July, where he's hopping and dopping and singing and going, I'm going to do it my way. And then we have the second of three Saturn-Uranus squares.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Uranus coming to Ceres, which gives us an opportunity to take charge of our diets, our health, and our bodies. So it's an excellent week for all sorts of changes. And I happen to, sitting here answering emails, somebody had a lost sister, somebody just found out they had they found their father, it's been the relatives coming out from the woodworks too,
Mercury retrograde,
half sibling. Yeah, it's Mercury. And hearing from people you haven't heard from in a while. Big energy for change. So
isn't that wonderful?
Lots of stuff up. Yeah, well,
and
you know,
that
sometimes.
Saturn-Mars, that Saturn-Uranus square, that's the third one, the second of three, the next one's on Christmas Eve, and, we think of that as tectonic plate shifts, whether they're actual or, they're shifting the grounds underneath us and the security. And there's been over 600 earthquakes, small to medium earthquakes, on the California-Mexico border this week.
And just announced that avalanche in the ocean that took out the cables. It happened a while ago, but they had just announced it that took out the cables to Africa, the transatlantic cables. So there was apparently an avalanche under the sea. Who knew,
those plates are shifting this year.
Yep.
Right on target. We've had a couple of nice volcanoes, and so far all of the earthquakes have been a lot of them, but none of them have been huge, and we can keep hoping that happens. I think that's what's going on in our society and our lives and our work systems is lots of small tectonic plate shifts. Things are not going back the way they were. And that can be quite powerfully lovely.
Right. Well, the reality changes. You know, you find out you've got a sibling, your reality changes. You know, you find out.
Yep.
I mean, people are finding out things and going, wow, my reality just shifted from that. You know, so it's an interesting week. But it is Mercury retrograde square Neptune. So it's not the full story yet. It's a partial story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as things emerge from the clouds of Neptune, you know, we go, ooh, what's that story about? Because it's got a definite definite energy, I guess is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to turn to Mark and say, Mark, how do we deal with Mars going into Leo after this last 2 months of Mars in Cancer? What do you think it's going to be like for folks?
Pick something you want to do and do it all the way. Be proud of it. And whatever
that's
you
lovely.
Have done, tell people about it. You know, Mars likes to be proud of its activities when it's in Leo.
Right.
I would say that once
loud
Mars goes into Leo, people, yeah, it's a great for pride, you know, loud and proud is what it is. But it also talks about, you know, do not ignore your beloveds. People get a little bit, you know, they get upset. It feels so urgent to feel seen and appreciated. And to have, you know, if they clean the kitchen, they want applause. If they've, you know, were there for you in a tough time, they want applause. And if you don't take care of them that way, then all of the emotional expression tends to get ratcheted up. Like, you know, people go into melodrama if they don't find it. But, you know, how to channel it, Mark had it right on. Find something you love and do it all the way.
And loudly.
And loudly.
I've also been suggesting to people, because of all the Neptune, a lot of people are having, you know, when you get that gerbil brain and you start going, wah, 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 like singing, because there's a lot of Neptune. And when you sing, you can't think of anything else because you're singing. Your brain gets turned off from whatever it's worrying about, and it goes into the song. And so, you know, find songs that make you feel happy. Find songs that make you really want or bring up the emotions to get it out. If you're feeling like you're right on the edge and you need to express, you know, bring, you know, you're mourning your dead husband, bring up, you know, your wedding song and listen to it. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about, there was an old song by I think it was called The Association, called Cherish. You know, Cherish is the one. And that was the first kiss I ever got, right?
Great.
Yeah,
first
it was like when I was in high school. It was the first kiss I ever got, and I was thinking about the kiss, and I was thinking about the guy. And, yeah, I mean, you know, between 68 and 72, whenever it came out. But it was our prom theme. Yeah. So, you know, like watch that memory pop up and go, oh, I remember that kiss. and of course, dancing to Cherish, you know, because that was, you know, the theme of the prom.
Ah, that's adorable.
You know? Yeah. So back into the past.
Yes. And interesting, back to the past in smaller ways. I saw that, you know, last month when the ransomware people stopped all the gasoline on the East Coast until they were paid huge amounts of money, and then we got our gasoline back. But they were caught today, and all of their money was, they got the money back, all the Bitcoin.
Oh, wow, okay.
Back.
Well, that's
so
cool.
They just took away the profit from that major blackmail piece, which is really lovely.
Nice. Okay. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine who's on Martha's Vineyard. They got her ferry. And then I was talking to one of my students that was supposed to take a test this week. And I was like, you should be fine with this test. It looks good for you. There might be some computer problems, but it's not your problem. So she showed up for the test, and the thing had been hacked on Friday, and they worked all weekend to try and get it back and couldn't. And so
oh,
she didn't
goodness.
Have to take the test. Well, but she was, you know, she was like, I'm like, do it now, because if it screws up, you can do it again. But, it, I mean, it looks like you're ready. It looks like there might be some problem with the technology, because it's a computer test, and lo and behold, you know, she suited up and went in and got sent home. So,
and she'll be really ready by the next time.
She'll be really ready by the time the test is in July.
Yes.
Yeah. But, no, it's if we understand, like, okay, like, this is going on, oh, my God, what am I, like, flip the energy, because it's very flippy up there. Like, come up with another way of thinking about it. So I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they were supposed to have her parents come and visit on Hawaii. There's no housing. There's no cars. Hawaii is completely booked. And she didn't, you know, she's in a small house. So she, like, it occurred to me I could go to their house. You know, and so she flipped the story. So she's taking her kids and going back to California to visit. So, you know, it's like come up with creative solutions. It's not, it, you know, as something pops, we're going to shift it and go, okay, how do I want to do it? You know, what makes sense for me? You know, so, and that's the idea. It's not, it's revelation for consciousness, revelation for aha, revelation right after the revelation. Mars goes into Leo and goes, this is what we're fighting for. This is what we believe in. Mars and Leo likes to do truth and justice, but it also likes to do its own thing. So to Mark's point, find it and do it passionately, you know, because it wants passion.
And, you know, it'll, it is, you know, every year when the planets start heading into Leo, and this year it's Mars is the first one, but Mercury and Venus and the Sun will be in Leo over the summer, it is usually when we all go to arts festivals and music festivals, and we go see performance arts and, you know, Shakespeare in the Park and all. And it's a wonder, you know, that's to use that overblown, you know, Leo at its most expressive best, is give it a place to be that size, which is lovely. You know, if you don't feel like you've got a place to be that size, you know, now how to do that safety and keep your mask on when you need it. And but I think you're going to see a real craving for people to get back out there and experience expression and see the music and watch things happen. We just have to find a way of doing it safely.
And Mercury, and Mercury has a strong place in this eclipse. Shortly after the
important
eclipse,
thing to talk about.
The moon and sun conjunct Mercury. Mercury's moving backwards too, so they're all moving into each other. And it's in Gemini, so we can expect communications to shift greatly.
Yes.
This whole week.
The whole week,
and,
yeah.
And that sudden revelation that Anne was talking about, when people have that, it's important for them to kind of stop at, you know, the point that she made earlier, that you don't have the full picture. It's a revelation, but it's like half an eye for of the revelation, and there's more to follow, and there's a more complete story behind that. So, you know, it was an interesting article in the Atlantic this week about, it was a study that had been done years ago that kids who know how to delay gratification, that if you put two marshmallows, you say if you can have either this marshmallow now, but if you wait 15 minutes, you'll get two marshmallows. And the ones who could wait 15 minutes turned out to be the ones that were more successful in the long run. What they didn't correlate, and they've just recently done a study for this, this is such a good example, is that when they do a much larger study, those were all, you know, kids at a private school, and when they do 900, 1,000 kids from all walks of life, they see that people from, you know, poor backgrounds or non-academic background families have less trust for the people that are putting on the tests. And it's why they might have a chance to trust that chance that has more to do with the with why they don't choose that, then they cannot handle delayed gratification, is they don't trust that they'll get a second marshmallow. Or they there are many other variables that are socioeconomic that when you even those out, this, you know, the socioeconomic strategies around that, that it really did not hold up as a theory. And it was much more, why would some people choose to take the first marshal and why do some people wait, rather than the that it means that you're going to make it through Harvard. So I think it's kind of like asking us, we may see a lot of that this week, to notice, to reassess some assumption that we have.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and to also look at it, you know, I was in Facebook last night, you know, I was just in bed, kind of, you know, let me just scroll through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you
mm-hmm.
know, there was a little controversy, because it seems to be controversy land. And it was an astrologer who I'm not particularly fond of. And I thought, you know, why am I even looking at their posts?
Yeah.
So I muted them, because I thought, mm-hmm. you know, I don't want to delete them, because, you know, whatever. But I don't want to hear from them. I'm just going to
mm-hmm.
mute them. And I thought,
yep.
I like this mute button. This is fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think that's the other part, is mute it. And
mm-hmm.
it, because Mercury is retrograde and it's with the eclipses and it's square to Neptune, sometimes it's like, you know, I just don't really want to hear that right now. I don't have the bandwidth. I need the space. So
mm-hmm.
it's being conscious that you can press the mute button on yourself and go, okay, I'm going to be quiet now. And then, or you can press the mute button on someone else and just be like, yeah, I'm not really ready to tune into this right this second. Because it is a lot of energy coming at us. So it's also when energy comes in, you know, I had one of my clients got a job offer, but not fun, you know, not a, you know,
mm-hmm.
and no money, no title, no whatever, just more work. And the work that she likes is getting taken away. So I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
she's like, I'm just going to listen. I said, that's a good idea,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're kind of humina, 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 because she asked a couple questions. No money, no title. She's you know, what is, like, why would she do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of looking at them, and they're kind of dancing, you know, because sometimes it's really helpful to just look and be quiet
mm-hmm.
and see what they blurt
mm-hmm.
out in their anxiety. Right? So.
All those really interesting points.
Yeah.
Shall we take a caller?
Sure.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. I know Mark listens very well. That's one of his big skills.
Yes.
I like Mark chat a lot, but he always listens and hears the words
mm-hmm.
under. So.
And has pithy.
We're all going to be Mark this week. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think it's good. You know, like that. Kind of listening and looking and hearing and those bright blue
mm-hmm.
eyes of yours, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and why don't you choose somebody from our
Me?
List?
I get to pick? I get
yes.
to pick? Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go for, okay. Hi, 646-474. You're in. How can we help?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes,
we
can.
Can hear you.
When were
yeah.
you born?
Oh, I was born February 2nd, 1972.
And time?
What time?
Well, on my birth certificate, it says 11 a.m.
And where?
And where were you born?
Bronx, New York.
A New Yorker. You love New Yorkers.
I'm a New Yorker.
And what is your question?
I just did a huge move to the West Coast, and mm-hmm. things are going, they're coming along, work is going okay, but I have a lot of questions about my love life. I want to know what's kind of up in the future for me, because I just can't seem to shake this situation that I have. Not that I wanted to shake it, but it shook itself, kind of fell apart, and I don't know whether I'm to kind of like put energy there and try and resuscitate it or move forward if there's a future for me with someone else. So that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I hate to be a doom and gloom gal, but I think, aren't you glad it's done on some level?
Well, it's hard. It's hard. It's been a long time. You know, we just stopped understanding each other.
And
yeah.
Did you move out to California, to the West Coast, to be with this relationship?
Well, I'm on the same coast as the person, but we're not in the same state or anything like that. But I needed a fresh start anyway.
Right. And you are, that feels like it was an express train relationship that helped get you where you needed to be. But at the moment, there's like your work and your responsibility is asking a lot of you at the moment. And I would say don't make any assumptions. When did you break up? Well, when did you separate?
Well, we started to, dissolve within the last 3 months. Fully, really dissolved. But, I mean, they're still trying to reach out to each other, but it's just feeling, I don't know what to do with it.
Are you in the northern part of the West Coast or the southern part of the West Coast?
I'm in Palm Springs. I'm in the southern.
Okay. Because there's some really, when I look at your astrocartography chart, you've got some nice lines up, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver area, and a little less happening for you down in Southern California. Though you're near enough to a Venus line, I'd say Albuquerque, you have a Venus and Jupiter lines running through, inland southwest. So you'll feel that down there in Southern, in Palm Springs. So it looks like there's a lot more happening for you emotionally on the West Coast than there was on the East Coast. But it will kind of take a little, this year is more about getting your feet underneath you in getting in your work and getting that online before, and then in a year, your progressive moon's about 13 Cancer, and it's going through the house, so it's time to meet neighbors and get to know people and, think more about friendship than love life while Neptune's going back and forth over your Venus in the 11th house. And you just kind of get your feet underneath you. Your work looks like it's going to be going gangbusters. And that if in about a year and a half, your progressed moon goes into Leo and you will start feeling like throwing dinner parties and shining and getting to know new people and finding like really kind of stepping into it.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing. Anne, how about you? Mark?
Mark,
you
want to go?
You have a tendency to take more responsibility in the relationship than your partner. You want to be
that's kind of true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to be careful about that. And this could be a chance to look at it, look at the urge to do that as you meet new people. And just don't go with it, but just study it.
Okay.
Ask yourself where that comes from and how else you can apply it and how you can bring the partner in more from the beginning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Train them right to begin with.
Yeah, a lot of times with your chart, it's because of the distance, it makes it easier. And then when you get close, it makes it harder. That's not forever. But that's maybe what's going on here. And so with Saturn coming on your Sun three more times, two more times. So it went over it since the relationship started to dissolve. And that's also Neptune on your Venus. But Neptune's going to go backwards. Mm-hmm. Saturn's going over your Sun two more times. So we're not going to really know what happens here until Saturn finishes, which is not until January. So I would be if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If it's not meant to be, it got you moved to the West Coast where you're living on lines that are more about finding a tribe and a family. So I think you're going to find your tribe and family even if it's not that person, but it is, it's hard, because you kind of move with an expectation. Yeah, but the directional pull that's so strong, we're starting a new 20-year cycle that started in December, which is probably when you started thinking, gee, I'm going to get out there. And so we're getting in position. Yeah, we're getting in position for that. So we're going to know what that is when we get to the end of the end of December. But right now it's a crossroads, and it's the eclipse is on your part of fortune in the eighth house. So you didn't make a mistake, but you did make I made this choice. Is this the right one for me? I think you'll find it is, after you settle in a little. But
okay.
But
so
with Saturn on the
Sun,
we can expect Yeah, well, Saturn on the Sun, that's a work aspect in the 10th, but it also is how I define how I'm loved, because the Sun rules your fifth house.
Oh, okay.
So you're really redefining what love is for you. Yeah, so that's why I asked, are you sure? You sure it's right for you? Or was this something you were trying to fit into rather than matching it? You know,
well,
like
part
it felt
of it was
like,
that
well,
I had to restructure. I had to restructure myself in relation to the situation, but in relation to my own, how I see myself. And I needed the fresh start regardless, but we're on the same post at least. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's okay. That's
it really
what
you
got were really
you
doing
there.
Was restructuring. Yeah, that's the Saturn
got,
Sun.
You got
that's
me
why
there.
I was like, are
okay.
you sure that it was for that? Or, what? You know, because it's really, Saturn on your Sun is I'm really changing everything so I can go in a new direction. And a lot of times that packing up and moving gives us a whole new vision of who we are. So.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you.
It's a little hard
really
right now.
I appreciate that.
It's emotional.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Just cry a lot.
Fun.
Is good.
Lots
of tears. Get it all out, you know.
Yeah.
Sing sad
songs. Try my best.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's funny that's happening because a lot of Sade, Never As Good As The First Time, has been playing a lot, things like that. So
mm-hmm,
I actually hear
mm-hmm.
that thing about the song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, find the song lyrics that kind of match your feeling, you know.
Yeah.
I was crying earlier today
to
Kelly Clarkson singing. They did the Kennedy nominations last year, Kennedy Awards, and Garth Brooks' song, The Dance. You know, I would have liked to miss the pain, but then I would have missed the dance. It's a really beautiful one, you know, and she did a great a cappella opening on it. And then the music came in. And, she really sung the heart out of it today, or last night.
Yeah.
So. But it's like this is, you know, a whole new adventure.
Like that. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
Yeah, whole new adventure. Unclear where you're going, totally fine.
Yeah.
You took sail.
Yeah.
You're on your journey.
And yep. And you're growing in your confidence. I want to let every challenge that you have help you grow in confidence. Notice your intuition, which is better than you, like you tend to double think it, but notice that your first response is good. And to begin to trust that more. Now there's some you may not, you know, until Pluto gets off its square to your Mars after this fall, you know, you may feel like you're always like you can't do what you want. You have to do what you're supposed to do, and that's often a kind of tension in you between your Mars and Moon in conjunct.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's going to help you clarify what you want. And not to get involved in things that you don't want. The nice thing about being in a whole new place is you don't have to worry about disappointing anybody. You don't worry about anybody's expectations.
Yeah.
This is really yours to build.
This is true. The way I want to build it, or the way I've been building
exactly.
I should be building it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
So look for the structures that work for you. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mark, I didn't hear that.
Look for the structures that work for you.
Yeah.
And trust that it'll work for the others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have a minute and a half left, so any wise words before we send everybody off into Eclipse Week?
I'd say with an eclipse coming, it is so to think, what do you want to change? That things are shifting. If you don't have anything right around 19 degrees of immutable sign, then if you do, forgive yourself a lot and be careful this week. If you don't, just notice that a lot of people around you are dealing with something that eclipse will allow you to make a shift and a change. And if you can do that and ask, like, what do you want to get shifted? What do you want to have help letting go of or, you know, learning to embrace? Like, that's some place where you have been resisting a change that's already in motion. This can really help. So pay attention to that.
Remember, any reveals are just the first look, first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Wait for the full picture.
Right. Yeah, because Mercury has another pass over Neptune and then back again. And also with the Mars shifting, people are going to be less emotional and a little more dramatic. So we can, you know, anticipate a little drama with this, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the energy. But it also is when Mars goes into Leo, what he says to your sun, everybody has a sun in their chart and everybody has a Leo house. Mars says, enough fooling around with all this emotional stuff. We have to go do your path. We have to go do your thing. Find your sun. That's what you're supposed to develop in this lifetime. Find a Leo house and go do it there, because you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do. So it's good. It's a good, positive zoom of energy, so even though it's a bit emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish you all good week, all good eclipse. Anne Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Chile, Montana.
And Mark Wolfs from Heatwave, New York.
Wonderful.
So we wish you all good
time. Take care, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye now. Bye.